This is Pastor Mark Robinson, and welcome to This is Wildwood, a podcast celebrating what it looks like to follow Jesus together to the glory of God at Wildwood Community Church in Norman, Oklahoma. Thanks for joining us this week. Well, hello, Wildwood, and welcome back to This is Wildwood podcast. Excited today to talk a little bit more about being for the nations as a church. You know, one of the things we talk about is that Wildwood is for the nations, following Jesus together to the glory of God. And that has a number of expressions, including the last week as we've had this For the Nations week, and we've been able to interact with a number of our missionary partners. It's been an amazing time. But one of the things you probably saw during that last week was the Samaritan's Purse shoebox opportunity, and many of you probably had a part of that. And so with me today is Bill Jankowski, who is part of the connection that got us as a church involved with this shoebox ministry. So welcome, Bill.
Glad to be here, Mark.
Well, Bill, I've known you for a while, but everybody who's listening here may not know you. So take a minute and introduce yourself.
All right. Well, Bill Jankowski. I spent almost 35 years flying in the Air Force, both active duty, reserve, and guard. We went from the guard was up in Michigan, the reserve in Louisiana. And after I retired in 2004, a guy that I played football with in college was flying for a little company out of North Carolina. And so for the last 15 years, I flew forest fires just because I loved to fly. And Debbie and I moved here to Norman in October of 2012. And we started going to Wildwood probably the end of 2012 or the first part of 2013. We visited a few other places first, but with having the doctrinal statement on the bulletin, that was one thing that attracted us, and plus the preaching and the fellowship.
Well, Bill, it's two things stand out when you share that. One is, I can't believe it's been 9 years that you and Debbie have been at Wildwood. What a blessing that is. And two, I'm really glad Bruce was preaching back then so that you were attracted by the preaching at that time. So anyway, no, you're such a blessing to me and to the church. And you and Debbie have been a part of so many different ministries around Wildwood over the years. Including some of what Wildwood has been involved with among the nations in terms of our mission work. You've helped us get connected here to this Samaritan's Purse ministry and their shoebox outreach. So tell us a little bit about Samaritan's Purse and the shoebox outreach.
All right. Well, number one, I was going to say that you've done a great job taking over for Bruce for the preaching. So I'll say that up front. But Samaritan's Purse, it's interesting. It was started by Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son. And I guess in a way I sort of relate to him because, I don't know if you know his full story, but, during college he basically went away from the Christian faith and his father and sort of became a prodigal. And I would say that, that was probably me for many years until I was 30 years old, because that was when I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So with being a fighter pilot and things like that, I was a prodigal also. But he started the Samaritan's Purse ministry because he wanted to just give back, especially when he came back to the Lord. And Samaritan's Purse has really, I think it first started as just an outreach for telling people about Jesus Christ. But it has really expanded its focus because now they actually have a couple of big airplanes where they have a supply ministry. Like they, all over the world, the most recent is in Haiti, where they just fly supplies in. During the height of the coronavirus, they had hospitals set up in New York and in L.A., so they have a hospital facility that they can set up. And then they started this, it's Operation Christmas Child. And with that, it was just trying to be able to, over Christmas time, just have presents that they could take worldwide to different countries to give to the children. And one of the things that's really developed over about the last 4 or 5 years is they also have started, they include tracks, and they also have a follow-on program now where if the children want to in the areas where they are, and all the areas worldwide that they minister to, they have churches that help out, that do the distribution, that are local. And so with this new, they've got a program where these kids, if they want to, can attend this and really learn about Jesus, about the Bible. So it's really, really been a neat program to just watch how it's expanded.
Wow. Yeah, the scope of the Operation Christmas Child has been amazing. It's been around for a long time. Now, you expressed some of your reasons for your personal connection with the organization. Any other particulars in how you got connected and wanted to get Wildwood involved in this?
Well, Debbie and I, when we first got to Wildwood, we had been very much involved in our church in Louisiana in the missions program. We were part of the missions team there. And so with Kevin, when we first got here, Kevin really just wanted to start expanding the mission work here at Wildwood. So Debbie and I volunteered to be a part of that initial operation of trying to get, you know, the missions program going at Wildwood. So, you know, that's one thing on the mission side. But throughout our church life, after we've accepted Christ and started going, we've really worked with children's ministry. Taught children's Sunday school at our church in Battle Creek. We were part of an Awana program there. And I currently teach the children's church here at the 9:45 service. I just love kids. And so it's really been fun. And when I first learned about Samaritan's Purse, and especially the Operation Christmas Child, we've probably been supporting it, Debbie and I, over the last probably 6 or 7 years, you know, just personally. But with this week that we just had, the Missions Week, one of the things Kevin wanted to emphasize was also us reaching out with different partners worldwide that want to spread the gospel. And so with that, I just got a hold of Samaritan's Purse to find out, you know, how we could go about implementing it here at the church. So called them up, found out the information, and then just ordered 300 shoeboxes. And we just, you know, I just put it on the Lord, because one of the things, you know, when you talk about serving, you know, you have your time, talents, and treasures. And so over the years, that's one thing that Debbie and I have, you know, really, really wanted to do. You know, it's not when you go to church of, you know, hey, somebody come and ask you to do it. You know, your part is to really reach out and want to serve. So with this Operation Shoebox, it actually was a good thing to say, hey, I'm doing time, talent, and, you know, and service. So it includes all three in trying to get this going. And it was just a good opportunity, especially when you talk about us supporting some seminaries now worldwide. You know, so it just fit right in with this, you know, our Missions Week.
Yeah, it sure did. And I appreciate so much even just the personal example that you and Debbie have had, both of, you know, being for the next generation with kids here at Wildwood, but also, you know, helping to invest your time, talent, and treasure in what the Lord's doing around the world. Now, you mentioned you reached out to Samaritan's Purse. You got 300 shoeboxes back. During our For the Nations week, there were opportunities for people to grab one of those boxes and take them home and fill them with some gifts and things to bring back to send to kids. Yeah. How did Wildwood respond?
Well, it's been amazing. You know, we had 300 shoeboxes. Right now, we have 17 left. So, you know, the response...
So with the new math, that means that's 283, right?
283 right.
Shoeboxes have already been filled. That's right. Amazing.
So, yeah, I'll let you do the math. But it has been. And what's really been neat is the broad spectrum of people. You know, families with little kids. There's been adults that have done it. I've really been amazed with the response of our college and youth ministries. And it's really neat in receiving these back. I just get all kinds of comments about, you know, I had so much fun going out and shopping and being able to do this. And the other opportunity is there was a little paper where children could write a little bit about themselves, where they're from, give, you know, just a little blessing and a note to be able to put in. And we encourage notes from, you know, that everybody puts in. So it has really, really been exciting. And yeah, the response has just been, you know, overwhelming, just amazing. Just I'm humbled that, you know, so many people have responded.
Yeah, well, praise God. One of the things that's amazing about it is that when God, by His grace, invites us into His plan and what He's doing in the world, it's not like church is a spectator event where we just go and watch what's happening. We get to be involved. And that was really a lot of the heart behind this opportunity, is it allowed the body to not just hear about what the Lord was doing in the world, but to pray for them, and then also to even be engaged in preparing this box to send as a blessing to a child in another country. What an amazing opportunity.
Oh, yes. And like I said, the response has been great. And I think, you know, with this being the Christmas season coming up, when you're talking about love and caring and giving, it's really been nice to see that, you know, our Wildwood congregation has really responded the way it has.
Yeah. The congregation here is so generous, both for what's going on in the world, as well as what happens locally, and our opportunity to host the Mission Norman Christmas Store coming up next month as well. But anyway, Bill, thank you so much for your ministry and for helping connect us to what God's doing in the world.
Well, it's been my honor and my pleasure. It's really been fun to see.
Well, that was another episode of This is Wildwood. As always, you can find more information related to everything we talked about today at thisiswildwood.com. Hopefully this episode has inspired you to follow Jesus together to the glory of God. We'll see you soon.